vision. Blinds closed. It's closed caption. I suppose I cannot read what my eyes can't see. Essentially, it feels like we don't have the same needs, or we just a strange breed. I don't know what we are naturally, for the constant ease. But for now at least, do that thing I like. It feels better, feels better. Midnight creep show, when it goes like this and it goes like that. Midnight creep show, when it goes like this and it goes like that. Midnight creep show, when it goes like this and it goes like that. Midnight creep show. Here we go, feeling after, that's the glow. Feel so natural, how we did it. Even though it had someone on the low, someone that I probably know. I let it go, I get it, no. Midnight creep show, when it goes like this and it goes like that. Midnight creep show, when it goes like and it goes like that. Midnight creep show, and it goes like this, and it goes like that. Midnight creep show.
And the hereafter, I've never seen someone like you. You're a knife, sharp and deadly, and it's me that you cut into. But I don't mind. In fact, I like it. Though I'm terrified, I'm turned on, but scared of you.
With my heart, and she's. playing with my mind. And I don't mind. No, I don't mind.
Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was Neo with a song called Beautiful Monster from Libra Scale, his album, his fourth studio album, that is. He's definitely one of those R&B singers who has a lot of pop influence in his music as well. So I hope you enjoyed that. Miss Independent is probably his biggest hit. And I saw some footage of Neo not too long ago. It was actually quite scary, in line with the Halloween theme, but he fell on stage as he was trying to jump to the next level of a stage, and it was just kind of horrifying. So be careful out there, folks. Be careful. K-Sun before that with Midnight Creep Show from the album Midnight and Other Endings. So creepy, right? It is an album that came out in 2022, and this artist is originally born in Guyana and now is based in Montreal. K-Sun before Neo, and now for something from back in the day, the early 60s, and, Phil Spector presents. I don't know if it gets any creepier than that. Here's Frankenstein Twist by the Crystals on the Jukebox.
Come on, everybody.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Do the ghost thing. don't sing them kind of songs no more.
That is Robbie Robertson and Ghost Dance. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is time for the ghouls and goblins and the ghosts, of course. And that was released in 1994 from the album Music for the Native Americans. If you haven't seen the video for that song, you should. It is really wonderful and shows how you can mix dance and music, photography, videography, and art all in one thing. He was so good at those kind of things. Sadly, he passed away not too long ago, but his music has left its mark, of course. Hallucination is on the show featuring Sheldon Sundown from their album Nation to Nation. We're going to play a song called PBC. They are definitely one of the most exhilarating acts on the planet today. If you get a chance to hang out and check them out, do so. Wild Osaka, also on the show with a song called Halloween Hounds. Wild Osaka is an act that I wasn't really aware of, but they are from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I was introduced to them by some of the other team members of the JTJ. Crystal Shawanda, two-time Juno Award-winning artist, has a song from her album Midnight Blues, which won the Blues Juno of the Year Award a couple of years ago, and the song Evil. Speaking of evil, this song is the epitome of it, and has been covered by so many acts, but we're going to play the original for you from 1956. Screaming Jay Hawkins and I Put a Spell on You, right here on the Jukebox.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. A spell on you because you're mine. Oh the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Oh, oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyhow, I don't care if you don't want me. Right now, I put a spell on you. Because you're mad. Oh, 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 oh. We'll be right back.
the first train smoking. If you have to hobo, that's evil. The evil is going on wrong. I'm warning you, brother. Oh, you better. Catch him just before he goes.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Should I go out? I don't know. My phone's blowing up and there's gonna be hoes. Cramps and vamps and the blokes is ghosts. Yank some dude at the bank before it's closed. And hit the road. It's dark already and the moon's gotta glow. The dogs are barking steady, unsettling deadly too, like crows chewing toast. Something's off, this I know. Maybe I should've brought a machete. I got this feeling in my belly telling me the hell is coming close. What was that? I swear I just seen a yeti. Holy sweet Jesus. Oh, must somebody help me. Feeling a bit squeamish, like I need to take a leak on every drink. Man, I need to clean the leaves on my arm and get to the party before they're gone. God, I'm hungry. Damn, I'm hot. My palms are long. What the f***? What's going on? I got a sniff for a schnoz, like a smell of frogs. My jaw feels snapping like a frog. Oh my God, I got close to
wasn't he supposed to be here?
Oh, I wonder where he's at.
Hey, it's Oscar!
Oh,
he's here!
Wow. Nice costume, Oscar.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSF Radio is climbing to new heights, and we need your support. Fund Drive launches next week, and your donations will help us rise higher and reach further.
This is Bird Note. I'm Georgia Sparling, a writer and podcaster from Southern Mississippi. There's something arresting about the Mississippi sandhill crane. Long-legged and 4 feet tall, they're almost exclusively gray with a striking rust-colored crown on their heads. The birds are anything but subtle. On more than one morning, I've heard the arrival of these cranes, the slap of their substantial wings and the echo of their almost prehistoric calls across the wet pine savannas near the Gulf Coast. But they don't venture far from here. While almost all sandhill cranes migrate, the Mississippi subspecies is an exception to the rule. They live year-round in these unique savanna habitats, a blend of open woodland and wetland.